You'd wonder why there's such a rush on now to get it through the House here, when it's taken such a long time, and rightly so. It's going to take such a long time to have that consultation and views and stuff like that there in advance of this, and yet we come into the House here now and it's going to be flying through all stages and rapid fire, and to make sure that there's actually no discussion that takes place here, or very little discussion that'll be take place here, or at very least it'll be a truncated discussion that'll take place in the House here. And I think that's wrong. And it kind of leads you then to wonder, maybe some of the concerns that are in relation to this legislation are actually well founded, and that's why we want to get this through, and you want to rush this through the House now, so that it can't actually be teased out and actually looked at how the impact of this is going to take place, and get it enacted, and sure, everything's grand then, because we have it on the statute books, and that'll be rosy, and that's job done, and that's it. And I think that's wrong. I think if this takes another 6 months, so be it. I mean, it's taken quite an extensive period up to now, and that's the way it should be. And for it to be rushed through all the stages here in the House is wrong. And I believe that, I would agree with the submissions that have been made from the Irish Council of Civil Liberties and stuff like that there as well, where they're concerned as well in relation to the proposed steamrolling of this legislation through the legislative process, and it calls on government to ensure sufficient time for meaningful democratic debate should take place. How do we have sufficient time for meaningful democratic debate when the deadline has already passed for committee stage amendments, and the committee stage is taking place next Tuesday? I think that's wrong, Minister.